The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Tesla has settled its suit now that the wreckage is clear. Does it clear the roadway for one self-driving car superstar to build his own company? The race is heating up again.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Tesla has settled its suit against the ex-autopilot head, Sterling Anderson, and his startup, Aurora Innovation. Tesla filed the lawsuit in January, accusing its former director of improperly recruiting the automaker's engineers to create his Aurora startup. How this will jolt the ongoing saga that is the autonomous car race is unclear just yet, but certainly this opens the door to a lot of questions. Here to answer them is the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins, patching in from our San Francisco studio. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, thanks. So there's been a lot of blowback from this, and the first knee-jerk comments that seem to result from this news is that this clears the way for Sterling Anderson to continue nurturing his startup company that could ultimately become a threat to Tesla. How big of a concern is this? How key was he for Tesla, and is he really a viable threat?
There are not a lot of people in the automotive world or the tech world that have the expertise that's required to do the development for autonomous cars. And what we've seen in the past year or so is that playing out in Silicon Valley with large payments to some of these experts to get them on board at various companies. So, for example, General Motors out of Detroit made an acquisition of a startup here in San Francisco called Cruise Automation. A small shop with expertise in developing self-driving vehicles, really had some ambition of wanting to do something more, and GM acquired them in a deal that could be worth about $1 billion if all the payouts and whatnot occur, really underscoring just that competition for talent there. Uber as well acquired another startup called Otto for a very large sum as well. And we've seen premiums paid by traditional automotive suppliers and tech companies trying to boost their standing in the automotive community greatly, acquiring things that they think will help them in that regard. When it comes to the development of the artificial intelligence or the ability to look, to use sensors to see the world and navigate the world through the car's eyes, these people are at a real premium. And so Sterling Anderson is one of the few people out there who's had experience at a car maker bringing this kind of technology to the market as the director of Autopilot. He was critical in that. And so he, not only being tied up with Chris Urmson, who had led the Google self-driving car project, these two men teamed together in one company immediately makes them a hot property of interest to a lot of folks. It's unclear if they will be acquired or if they'll be able to do a deal or they'll get kind of funding, but just the fact that they're out on the market is of huge interest to people.
Mm-hmm. That backstory really kind of puts it into perspective. Tesla is an institution and a sort of a beacon in this autonomous car world. But I'm curious how Sterling's Aurora startup will fare. How could this lawsuit case further cloud an emerging startup like this?
At the beginning, in January, when Tesla filed this lawsuit, it put an immediate cloud over this this new startup that was really announced through the litigation process. Usually these companies, we knew that, there was an understanding that Chris Urmson, after he left Google, that he was working on something, and most people assumed it was a self-driving startup. And there, in Sterling Anderson's departure from Tesla in the early days, there was some scuttle that he too might be going into that space. It only made sense. And so, but the idea that, here's their secret project being unveiled to the world through litigation and accusing it of wrongdoing That's hard. That's a hard way to be born into the world, and especially at a time when a company is trying to get funding or interest or clients or a whole host of things. You know, it's just not something you, as a new company owner, you really want to have to deal with. So, in some ways, that you know probably is the biggest hurdle that they've had to overcome. And now that they have this case settled. They can focus on, you know, trying to you know, kind of relaunch themselves, if you will. And, you know, that's kind of what we've seen here.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins about Tesla settling its latest lawsuit. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. So, Tim, it always bears repeating how intense the competition for self-driving tech is. Does this latest chapter in this saga, does it further shake up the fight for that technological edge, these types of dramatic twists and turns? You figure all this drama has to keep all of these autonomous car companies on their toes.
Yeah, there's so few players that are really experts in this that their skill set is in high demand, and then the stakes are really so high. If you're to believe kind of the predictions of what this technology can do, we look at this was one of the dramas playing out here in Silicon Valley. Another one that has got way more attention in most recent weeks is the litigation between the Google car, self-driving car project, which is now known as Waymo, and Uber.
Right.
Waymo is accusing Uber of using data that was taken by a former Google employee to create his own startup called Otto, and then Otto was acquired by Uber to really jumpstart their self-driving program. And Waymo is essentially saying that was based upon confidential information from Google, and that is not right. Uber says denies this as well. But what it does is it locks up these two major players in this very public brawl, at a time when the employees of these companies are in hot demand, and there's lots of questions about who's going to get ahead with this technology. So it's a sideshow on a bigger battle.
Yeah, it's definitely a race that's heating up. It always is. Tim Higgins, thanks for the latest.
Thank you.
For more on reporter Tim Higgins' coverage of all things Tesla, make sure to check out WSJ.com. That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York City. Thanks for listening.